Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Class of people that were hated. The Pharisees were admired. They were looked up to. They were the not just the interpreters of the law, but the ones who lived it out fully. They were the ones who were sort of the example for everyone to look up to. And the converse of that is the publicans. The publicans were breakers of the law. They were thieves. They were extortioners. And they were involved in all kinds of sin. And so when the Lord tells this parable of the Pharisee and the publican, it's helpful to realize how the people that he spoke to would be hearing it. So he says, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And his audience is beginning to think, okay, I know how this is going to end up. But then the Lord goes on and he says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. He prayed with himself. God, I thank thee. So he's using the word God, but he's not really talking to God. He's talking to himself. God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are. And then he goes on to condemn several broad categories of people. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this public. So here he is. He's listed off several categories of people. He probably has a few others in mind. And he's giving thanks to God that he's better than they are. And then he goes on to enumerate his virtues, to enumerate his fulfilling of the law, to explain to God, as it were, why it is that he's so much better than these people. I fast twice in a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. So in other words, he fulfills the law. It's kind of a brief summary, but it's an indication that this is one who adheres to the law. So this is the portrait we have of this Pharisee. And then the Lord says, and the publican, the sinner, the extortioner, the unjust one, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord says, this man went home justified rather than the other. That's scandalous. The publican went home justified, and the Pharisee did not. It's a scandal to the people listening to Jesus. The publicans are justified and the Pharisees are condemned. What does that mean? What is the Lord teaching us here? Why do we have to hear this every year at the beginning of our preparation for a great Lent? Why has the church deemed it so necessary for us to read this lesson, preparing to go into the great fast? Because it is the most clear, if you listen to the Kontakion we were singing this morning at the liturgy, this is the most clear summary of the passion, the sin of pride, and its opposing virtue of humility. Look at this. The Pharisee, one who was considered righteous by all the people, was exalted in his pride. He exalted himself, and therefore he becomes abased. Whereas the publican, who was a sinner, who was unrighteous, who was an extortioner, nevertheless humbled himself before God and was justified for it. You see, this passion of pride is the most demonic of all the passions. We talk about all the other passions, and we might even be like the Pharisees. We might even think of people that do certain kinds of sins habitually. We might condemn them in our hearts. You know, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or publicans, or what, liars, greedy people, you know, gluttonous people, whatever we want to apply them. But all of those things, all of those passions, can be overcome by humility. What did the publican do? What did he have to do to gain God's favor? To have God look favorably upon him? To have God forgive his sins? What did he have to do? He didn't have to become all of a sudden somehow magically sinless. He had to acknowledge his sin and to beg forgiveness. In other words, he had to repent. And the only thing that was made it possible for him to repent was his humility. The Pharisee, how will he repent? Pride has utterly closed repentance off to him. How will he repent? He doesn't believe there's anything wrong with him. How can he be converted whenever he doesn't believe there's anything better to convert to? Pride has utterly shut the path of repentance off to the Pharisee. Whereas the publican, who is, we can assume, truly and indeed guilty of the sins that he is accused of, because that's what publicans did, nevertheless, because he was humble, because he was able to humble himself, repentance was open to him. And he was able to convert. He was able to turn. He was able to draw close to God. And that's the irony here. The Pharisee went into the temple for the purpose of drawing close to God, and he failed. Not because of his failure to fulfill the law, not because of his failure to tithe, not because of his failure to keep the fast, but because of his failure to be humble before God. Because of his self-exalting pride. And the publican went in with nothing to offer. The publican went in, and he could not say, like the Pharisee, he could not say, I have kept the fast twice in the week. He could not say, I have given tithes of all that I possess. All he could say was, I'm a sinner. God have mercy. And brothers and sisters, this is why this lesson is presented for us at the beginning of the Great Fast, at the beginning of our preparation for the Great Fast. It's kind of interesting because the church doesn't ask us to fast this week, right? Why? Because the publican didn't fast, and yet he was justified. So this week, as we think on these things, as we look forward, as we anticipate, as we look forward to our celebration of Great Lent, as we look forward to our celebration of the Lord's Holy Pascha, and we spend this week not fasting, then let's remember the example of the publican. And let's not exalt ourselves. Because self-exaltation and pride is the only thing that will sever us from the love of God. But if we will rather humble ourselves, confess our sins, acknowledge that we are sinners, then by that means it is possible for us to draw near to God. To him be all glory, honor, and worship in ages of ages. Amen.